FM 90.3 WJTL, that is Elevation Worship. Their song is called Do It Again. Before that, Lauren Daigle's Come Alive, Dry Bones, and Johnny Diaz's Let Faith Move You. Hey, good morning, Fred and Mindy with you at 7:05.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the breakup tour with Francesca Battistelli and Stars Go Dim. They're coming to Lancaster Bible College on October 27th at 7 p.m. You can just go to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com for all the details.
Our special guest today, Christy Heimbach, is the co-founder of 2 Seconds or Less. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you this morning?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. I would love to say hello to the 2 Seconds or Less family, of course. I'm sad that they're not here with me today. And then also a quick shout out to the Sight and Sound family because they're pretty great people too.
Yeah, you work at Sight Sound.
Yeah, I do.
We know a couple of people there.
Yeah.
Say hi to.
The whole Lancaster world is there, it seems.
So tell us about 2 Seconds or Less.
Yeah, so 2 Seconds or Less started when my best friend and I were 19 years old and we were sophomores at Messiah College. And we had come across the statistic that every 2 seconds someone in the world dies of a hunger-related cause.
Wow.
And that wasn't something that we could ignore. And so, really long story short, we ended up deciding we wanted to do some sort of initiative, like a raising money campaign to give back to an organization that works with malnutrition. And we quickly found out that this is something that was going to be a lifelong passion of ours. And within about 4 months, we were on a plane to Zimbabwe with a hiking backpack, a tent, and a box of granola bars, and absolutely no plans, nothing but like one phone number that we had gotten from a friend of a friend of a friend that we could contact while we got into Zimbabwe. So we get into the country, we have no idea what we're doing, and we call this one number, and this number, through a series of events, ended up leading us to a man named Patrick Makakoro, who had his own foundation called Naka Foundation. And basically, throughout that week, he was willing to take us to orphanages and primary schools and nutrition centers and really show us kind of, you know, the world of Zimbabweans and actually like experience what they were living like, and just helped us be so much less ignorant of... Yeah, of, I guess, the challenges that Zimbabweans face in their communities. And by the time we left, Patrick had basically told us a story how he had been praying for young people to rise up in other nations that actually care about the vulnerable children and orphans of Zimbabwe. And, you know, a month later, here we are, and that we were kind of his answer to the Lord's prayer, or to his prayer. But for us, obviously, Patrick was our sign that through this kind of radical faith that God wanted us to do something with this cause, we were able to hop on a plane and somehow leave the country with a partnership. And so we've been going strong for 7 years now. We have started large-scale nutrition gardens at primary schools, 10 schools, feeding over 6,500 students.
Wow.
And creating education programs, working with entrepreneurship, really partnering with the communities to, yeah, just give them a sustainable method of food production, which most primary schools don't have in the country.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If folks want to get more information, can they visit you online?
Oh, yes. Please visit us. We would love to hear from you. And we're so passionate about what we do. So, yeah. Just
what's the website?
2secondsorless.org with the number 2.
2secondsorless.org. Check it out. We're going to talk more with Christy, find out how you could get involved, so we invite you to stick around. Music on the way too. River Valley Worship is next.